reading the Bible according to this statute, following it with the recitation of the Lord's Prayer, violated their religious consciences and liberties, interfered with the rights of the parents to raise their children in the method of their own belief, and also fostered contradictory beliefs. They sought an injunction against the reading of the Bible, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Now, there was a trial held. We have a record in this case. A trial was held, and the three children, Roger, Ellery, and Donna, testified that they had been compelled to attend Bible reading. They testified that many passages from the Bible read to them, confused them, aggrieved them, and taught them things which was contrary to their belief at home.
How old are these youngsters?
Roger Ellery, who was the oldest, Mr. Justice Harlan, has graduated. He's about 21. But Roger and Donna, I think, are 17 and 19, but in any event, they're both presently at senior class. In addition to the testimony of these children, we had the testimony of two experts. Sir? They are Unitarian. We had the testimony of two experts who testified concerning the Bible pretty much as your honors would expect, that the Bible is a great document, it's an old document, it comes from certain basic original sources, that it is a religious document in the sense that it has moral literary value, that Dr. Grizel, who was an eminent Jewish theologian, testified that all of the New Testament and parts of the Old Testament would offend the belief of the Jews. As a result of that trial, the lower court, the three-judge court, found that the practice of reading the Bible pursuant to the old compulsory statute, followed by the saying of the Lord's Prayer, amounted to an establishment of religion, because it said the Bible deals with man's relationship to God, that this daily reading is a daily reminder of that relationship, and this daily reading indoctrinates the children, and that, consequently, also the parents' rights are abridged. It said it violates free exercise in that Ellery and the children were forced to attend. And then it said that since the teachers had to read under pain of dismissal, they would try to get a large audience for the Bible reading to hear. The main point, the main thrust...
I don't get the last...
As you recall, under the statute as it then stood, it required that the teacher in charge read the Bible or cause it to be read, and any teacher who refused to participate could be disciplined and expelled. Therefore, in the lower court decision, in the first case, which was the trial under that particular compulsory statute, which contained that provision, the judge said, since a teacher knows that he may be expelled or may be dismissed, it's to his advantage to assemble, convince the children to listen.
I don't get it, but I understand it.
No, what the court below meant was this, that since the court reasoned that if the teacher knows that he must conduct this ceremony, I don't agree with what the court held, but this is what I understand him to say. If the teacher knows he is required to participate in this service, therefore he knows the state likes the service, therefore he is going to make certain the children are attentive and listen when the ceremony is conducted.
Well, all right, I hear you.
Well, that's what the court...
The only thing I can make out of that is that maybe the teacher will have more witnesses to testify.
Well, and then, in fact, there is no teacher complaining here, which I think is the short answer to the question.